I'd like to welcome everybody here, and thanks for coming out to attend this meeting. It's so important. Just a few announcements, and then we'll do introductions. We have some new people here. First of all, Gary Cook has been asked to be the vice chair of this committee, and he has accepted, so that's great. It's always happy, good to have at least two people up there that can do the meeting. We don't have a quorum yet. Are we just missing one now?
Actually, I'm not sure that we're...
I think we're missing two. We have a student that's supposed to show up, and we have one person we didn't hear from.
And Dave...
And they still show up.
And Mr. Modin is here.
Okay, well, we need the quorum in order to approve the annual report, so hopefully we will get that throughout this meeting. If not, we will have to call a special meeting sometime in the next few weeks, which Tom had said will be held at the downtown office.
Okay.
And it will just be a meeting only to approve the annual budget so we can get it out to the people. So hopefully we'll reach the quorum during this meeting. Before we do introductions around to all the committee members, I'd like to introduce, although I think he's done a good job of doing that himself, Jim Limbaugh to the school. This is great. If you could just say a few words.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I guess good afternoon. My name is Jim Limbaugh. I have had the pleasure of being the president of West Los Angeles College for a scathing 2 weeks. But I will tell you that I will very humbly say welcome to one of the top five fastest growing colleges in California, the most significant enrollment increase in the district, and the site of the only baccalaureate degree in Los Angeles Community College District. We're very proud of that. While I had nothing to do with any of those, I will blatantly take credit wherever possible, because it's a reflection of how hard my institution has worked. In fact, I will tell you that prior to my arrival here, I did a survey of 15 of the leaders on campus. I asked them what they thought they liked best about the institution, what were the biggest challenges, and that type of thing. 10 out of 15 of the individuals said the thing they were most proud about of the institution was their ability to work together, to collaborate, and then show the kind of teamwork that was necessary to, for example, create an accreditation report in which the institution came out with flying colors. So we're very glad to have you at a school that I am very proud of. I'm proud to be part of this, and I feel privileged to be asked to take on this responsibility to lead the institution on for the next several years. So again, welcome, and if you don't mind, I'm going to stay and listen and learn a little bit more about how district committees work.
Well, welcome. Welcome.
Thank
you. We're really glad you're here. Jim came from Texas, so the weather's about the same, but everything else is a little bit different. So anything we can do to help.
Thank you, ma'am.
If it's all right, we're not that far into the year. If we'll just go around, if you'll just introduce yourself and say who you represent, we'll do that quickly, and then we'll go ahead with the meeting. Gary, if you'll start.
Gary Cook, retiree.
Tom Hall, and I'm the Director of Facilities Planning and Development for the district.
Dave Modin, Cityside College Representative.
Kevin Jenner, Interim General Counsel for the district.
Frank Padilla, Administrative Analyst, Facilities Planning and Development.
Paul Steinke, the Building and LACCD Program Director.
I'm Jim O'Reilly, I'm the Chief Facilities Executive for LACCD.
Lisa Turnbaugh, the Deputy Program Director.
Dr. Laney Nelms, I'm the College Representative.
Lori Green, representing the Deputy Chancellor's Office, and soon to be a retiree also.
Liliana Sariegos, and I'm Dr. Barrera's assistant.
And I'm Adriana Barrera, I'm Deputy Chancellor, and today I'm representing the Chancellor, who's at another engagement. Unfortunately, he couldn't split himself.
As long as he's represented, that's great. It's always good to hear. And we have two guests in the back.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cavalon with the Lead Construction Council's Office.
And Enrique Gasca with the Build LACCD Program.
Perfect. Thank you all. I'm Obi Slayman. We don't have any public speakers here. Okay, so we'll go ahead. Did everyone get a chance to read the minutes? You should have received them in the mail. If you didn't, they're up here. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes? Anybody notice?
But they cannot be approved.
We can't approve them, but...
No, we can't.
But, you know, we can edit them.
Right. All right. Let's go ahead then with the annual report review and approval. Did you do that, James, or who was doing? We got the report in the mail. Did everyone have a chance to look at it? It's always so exciting, especially to read the first couple pages of it.
We have Frank Padilla, who has worked
on
helping pull this together. And so, Frank, do you want to say a few words about
it? So this year, Mr. Gary Cook assisted, and we met and we went over the last year's report and made some revisions to this year's report. And one of the main revisions is we added a community economic development section. Since the bond program does touch the community, whether it's local hire and some of the other requirements that are tied to the project labor agreement. So we went ahead and added two full pages of a community economic development piece to the report. Some of the other changes this year are to the college images. We added not only just the building, but a little description of about the building so folks can get an idea of what exactly is taking place at each of the campuses. So I just want to thank Mr. Gary Cook for his input. It was very helpful in putting this report together.
So this is in draft form yet, so if there's any changes that anybody wants to see or any comments that anybody wants to make about the report, you know, we're open. It is your report. Go ahead.
Basically, by Magnolia Hall, there's a duplication consisting of restoration of the building.
Oh, I see it. Okay, we'll make that for you. Thanks.
Has everybody had a chance to kind of look at it, if there's any other questions or concerns?
It's important that we do look at it. Last year, we found just two or three things which were minor, but once this goes out to the public, you don't want to look like we haven't really looked at it, paid attention. Okay, so hopefully we will have a quorum at this meeting so that we can approve the draft and then go from there. Again, thank you for your work, and Gary, thanks a lot. Let's read you step up to that.
So if anybody needs to contact Frank, if they find something, if they read through it, you want to give them your contact information?
Yeah, I can email it out.
You want to email
it
out to everybody? Okay, that way you guys will have it if you find something before we take the vote on it, if we don't approve it at this meeting.
Okay. I love the photos. I think they're just excellent.
Very colorful. We had a good group of photos to choose from this time.
Well, I mean, but the angle and the shots, the way they're taken, they just, you know, they're really outstanding. I think they really make the report look really good.
I think each year we get a little better.
Yeah, no, it's... I'm a visual person, so that's one of those things, right?
Yeah. Our auditors said we call this a computer program.
Just in time for the lab.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
All right, Frank, we'll send that out to us so we can contact him if we see anything. There are some construction updates. Let's go ahead then with the construction updates.
Okay. I'm just going to walk through some of the various colleges and highlight some of the projects that we have ongoing, some of the ones that we've completed, some of the ones that are getting ready to start. There's a bad news story attached to any of them or any challenges. I'll also share that. Don't want to be accused of hiding any of those. Now, first talk of right now, we've got the total number of projects in pre-construction or design currently are 29. And coincidentally, the active number of projects that we have in 2016 is also 29 projects. The completion cost for the active construction projects right now is $620 million of the ones that we have going. And the amount, the value of what you have in pre-construction is $1.1 billion still to go. Total number of projects completed this year, or until this point, from January to this point, would be 22. And the number of projects forecasted to complete before the end of the year is another 19 projects. So we'll have a total of 41 projects that we completed this year today. I'll highlight a few of those. At Los Angeles City Colleges right now, we just completed Holmes Hall. We expect to take substantial completion of the Student Services Center. Both of these were extremely challenging projects. They're renovations of buildings that probably should have been torn down. We got into all kinds of nasty stuff and unforeseen conditions almost immediately, including structural elements that we had to go back to DSA that delayed us for almost a year on this project. Very, very tough. The contractor, it was a good example of collaboration between ourselves, outside agency, DSA, and the contractor to actually come up with some of those because it was a real mess. Don't want to go through it again. We're probably going to have, there'll be a claim coming from the contractor, or if there's merit there, we just have to work on quantum to work out on that delay that's hanging out there. The East Los Angeles College of Performing and Fine Arts Complex Water Intrusion Project, the phase one completed in July. Phase two and three are expected to reach substantial completion at the end of January. Also, the ADA compliance phase one and the exterior, substantial completion in April of 2017. Out at Harbor, we have the sales project, which is the student union, and that project's going to start this month with substantial completion of July of 2018. This project has been going on for a long time, and it's been moved three different times, three different places. The phasing of it was not handled the best. We went and installed pipes in places where we had to re-excavate. It was one of those it's a legacy project that we've been working on trying to clean up. We have a long delay on it, probably close to a year of compensable time that we're going to owe the contractor. Mm-hmm. And right now we're going through the change order on that one that we're going to present to the board in December. Not a good news story. The good news story is the theater drama speech building is substantially complete, and it's been used, I believe, is it? The performance already happened, correct? So the performance, this was another project that's been ongoing for a long time, and it's finally complete and satisfactory. It was a contractor takeover. We had a contractor leave us. After they got started, we hired another contractor to come in and complete the job, and we just worked out these are the final wrinkles, and it's occupied now. At Los Angeles Mission College, this is our premier troubled project.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, it's an ED Art Center. If those of you who don't remember the history on this one, this project started, it began, the contractor left us. I think it was a bankruptcy issue. They went away. The surety, which is essentially the insurance company or the bonding company, came in and took over. Hired a new constructor, Kemp Brothers Construction, to come in and complete the work. We, at the same time, were a little concerned about some quality issues that we had been finding from the previous contractor. We did a thorough investigation, brought in a lot of experts, and went through and found lots and lots of construction defects. So much so that the schedule was blown immediately. We went back to DSA and worked through DSA and packages. And I think it was probably about an 18-month delay time, would you say?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's about what it took to get through DSA.
Just to get through DSA to work with them to fix what was already wrong. The good news is that it's, what, about 80% complete now? It's looking really good. It looks like a building. We've got it weathered in. It's all closed in. They're doing interior work and finished works out there right now. And it's going to be completed in March of 2017. This will be a nice monkey to get off our back. We know that there's going to be probably a protracted legal fight on this one. We're going to have on our hands just to figure out who's paying who for a lot of the delays and the issues that happened. Our lawyers will be very busy. We've decided a long time ago when we're working with the surety that we're going to wait before we take on that fight, get the job done, and then we'll figure out who owes who what.
Jim, if I might add, Monty Pettis, president of Mission, it's fabulous. The building is magnificent. So even though it was a chore in a lot of different ways, we are all so very pleased with what we're seeing. It's a magnificent building.
And that's really what's important. I think sometimes when us in construction are so close to these projects when we're building them, all we ever deal with oftentimes is the problems. That's our jobs. We're problem solvers. And so oftentimes you focus on that, and it's not until that last day when you're rushing around to get students into the building that you actually realize you get to enjoy your hard work. And then there's another problem that comes up somewhere else, so you move on to that. So, but I'm looking forward to the ribbon cutting on this one. At Pierce College, we have a project there called North of Mall that we're in the process of right now. We've ran into quite a bit of unforeseen conditions out there, issues along with that. We're working through it with the contractor. There will be some additional costs associated with that particular job, primarily due to unforeseen conditions. This is another job where the contractor left us, was removed from the job. We brought in a completion contractor to do the work, and it's moving along. The phase two, we're getting another price in for the phase two work, but the substantial completion's scheduled for this month. And occupancy is going to be in January next year. Southwest College.
Jim, is this the one where, North of Mall, does that include like the administration buildings?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
There's like nine.
That's been the, kind of had that fence around it for so long? Okay.
Yeah, because the contractor went away. All the repaint was the fence.
It'll be good to be done because nobody can find the president's office.
Right. Well, you know, and because North of Mall, it just seems like it's more like a landscaping kind of thing for me, you know, so. But the fencing has been all around those, that little village or whatever you
That's
call
right.
it. Okay.
That's right.
Well, be good to see.
Southwest College has one real building left to do, School of Math and Science. I think we're ultimately going to end up just calling it the School of Science. There's got to be a name change because we're removing math out of it, putting math function into another building. Mm-hmm. It'll be their last remaining project of any real size and relevance. It's something they desperately need right now. The students are going to school in portables, and that's their whole science department is being run out of that. So it's a project that they originally had planned to be a bit grander, probably twice the cost, but because of financial constraints of that particular college, they're getting about half of what they're looking for. Now that doesn't mean it's going to be a bad building or not function well. It's going to be a wonderful building. We just got the approval for the design, passed through the Facilities Master Planning and Oversight Committee last month, and we're moving forward with it. Southwest College is a bit unique because of the amount of fault lines that run through that particular campus. So the amount of spaces that you actually have to build are somewhat challenging. This is one of the last remaining spaces where we can actually put a building on it that's far enough away from a fault. Something unique about that. At Trade Tech, we finished up an east parking structure. Usually I don't get so excited about parking structures. but this has been a bit of a background on this one. This parking structure was part of a larger project called the Construction Technologies Building. It was a very big project, somewhere around $80 to $90 million. The design builder was about 11 months late getting it through DSA. When they came out, they started talking about claims right away, delay claims, in fact, to the tune of almost $10 million. Mm-hmm. We put them on timeout until we could sort through that. At that time, the college started to realize that they didn't have the money to finish this one and the Culinary Arts Building, which they deemed as more important. We then separated the contract, removed the Construction Technologies portion from it, or the building from it, left the parking structure and some electrical upgrades, including a new substation that needed to be done in there, and worked it out with the contractor where they completed it. They were about a month late on this particular job, which caused the college to have to buy some additional parking. That will all be worked out. We still have to work with the contractor on that. but it is a nice structure. It's in use now, and it was desperately needed. We've also got our numbers back on the Culinary Arts Building, which is the last big building that they're going to have out of this Measure J. And the Culinary Arts is very important. It's one of their largest programs, if not the largest. Do you know, Dr. Barrera?
Pardon?
Is Culinary Arts the largest program in training?
I think it is.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a very, very important building for them.
Pretty big.
This is a good news story in the bidding ward or in the bidding department. I want to say, and excuse me, my numbers are often doing this off memory, was somewhere around, I think we had budgeted about $53 million or $52 million. If it serves me right, we came in around 48. So that's a good news story. You don't often hear that in today's bidding climate. All you hear about is escalation and busts on budgets. So we were very happy with that. We're very happy with the contractor, the design build team, Ms. Harper. They've done a lot of good work for us at several campuses across our district. So we're really looking forward to getting that one going. At Valley College, I think the most exciting part is seeing the dirt move for the back building, otherwise known as the MAPA building, otherwise known as the theater building. That was a long, hard road to hoe. We had some objections from some board members with regards to the cost associated with it. It is an expensive building. We went through and did an extensive value engineering exercise to remove gold plating that was on it. We had a very heavily design-centric Black Cape kind of architect that did the initial design. We've since hired another executive architect to take over during the construction, handle the construction administration. The constructor is going to be Pinner Construction. They've been around a long time. That's one of my phones. Sorry about this. I don't know how to turn it on silent, but that's a problem. It's kind of a new phone, and I haven't figured it out yet. But we are moving dirt out there. We did hit this is not uncommon in our business, of course. I think earlier this week we hit a underground storage tank, nothing too large, 250 gallons thereabouts. There was a bit of leakage, nothing too major. They can't be cleaned up. We have an environmental consultant out there now that is directing us on the cleanup. We'll get that moving. It shouldn't be too much of a delay. But moving dirt is always a good thing. At West Los Angeles, where the Performing Arts Theater is substantially completed in September of 2016. The physical education and dance substantial completion will be taken at the end of this month. And the central plant phase two is in construction. Substantial completion is expected by mid to late November.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Lisa and I have been joking. It's really not an amphitheater. It's a large hole in the ground.
Yes.
Okay, because kids were asking when they could perform there. But you can't. You can sit there and look up. Okay. And help me understand something. I keep hearing about a teaching and learning center here. Where does that fit? Because I'm having trouble understanding between this bond and the projections for the next bond. So I don't see the TLC here that's supposed to go into Lot 5 or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, so this is... We can expand this to include all active projects, but we focus on the construction ones. And so that's kind of right on the fence because we got bids in. They came in a bit high.
Okay.
And so we've gone back for best and final, which I think we're due next week. And so we're going to see if they've come down or they sharpened their pencils to see if it'll fit within the budget.
Thank you.
And that's a pretty decent update, fairly comprehensive. We got a lot of work going on out there. We're going to have a lot more going on by the end of this year. We've got some big upcoming stuff we'll hear more about. Something I didn't talk about East is we have, for those of you who are not aware, we have a center. We have bought the old Firestone building warehouses in Southgate. It's a pretty massive campus. Is it about 20 acres, Tom, or how many acres?
17 and a half.
Yeah, but so it's a big site. We're going to be doing the demolition of the buildings that are out there and putting up a new center for East Los Angeles. The great thing is we almost already have a captive, captive group across the street in the Southgate Center that we're renting out, that we've been renting for a number of years. So when this building's complete, we'll move them over. Also, we were looking at some demographic projections last week, and we really see a tremendous amount of need in that area. The city's excited to help us and been a good partner recently. But we're going to be getting the bids in on that by the end of this year and awarding that contract for the demolition and the construction. It will be a design-build contract for that particular center. It'd be probably our longest-running project that's going to run beyond this particular program, most of the other work. But it'll be a nice building when it's done.
Great. Thank you for that. Are there any questions?
Yes. Out of all the projects that you listed that have problems, all those or just about all of them are the legacy projects?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And projects that are in the group that aren't part of the legacy is what, one or two?
Oh, you mean, I'm sorry?
That are not legacy.
There's plenty on here that are not legacy. I was trying to tell mostly bad news stories.
I know.
Yeah, but as far as the trouble, we haven't had any real troubles with any of the projects that we have let in the last 4 years or so.
That says a lot for the people that are here now.
It's been a lot of work. We did a lot of work when we came in initially, refining the contracts, changing the bidding methods, really bringing in high-quality contractors, trying to dissuade some of the bad actors from continuing their relationships with us. We've really, I think something I'm proud of is the amount of litigation has been cut in half from where it was 4 years ago. It's less than half of what we were spending then I think a lot of it has to do with the relationships. And also the culture and the way you attack these projects. I believe really truly believe in collaboration on the job sites with all aspects, whether it be the design, the contractors, and everybody pulling in the same direction, as opposed to, you know, those nasty fights. Nobody likes to do them. Nobody makes money on them except for the attorneys.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
For those of us who have been around for more than a couple of years, we actually can see a difference. And what's out there in the community colleges. So thank you.
That's great. Thank you. That's great.
All right. The chancellor's report.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lisa. Were you going to give us a dashboard report?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. So I think this is great timing, given the bond that's coming up. We worked over the last few months to update the old LECCD website, the dashboard that's out there. So I have a couple here if anybody wants to look at it, but what I thought would give you some highlights on what we did to improve it. So the easy part is to get the narratives all updated to what's actually going out there now and update stats on things that have been built and to take some new pictures. The format has been revised to make it easier to read, to better transparency. We're going down to a much more granular level of detail, so we're going down to what we call a sub-project, which is really at the project stage. So when Dr. Barrera asked about North of Mall, North of Mall has 9 projects, so we're actually reporting down to that deeper level of detail in the dashboard. The other thing is the dashboard, you may remember, was I think over 500 pages, which in my mind is not really a dashboard. I'm still not sure it's a dashboard, but we got it under 300 pages. And what we did was we took, you can still see, you know, because the transparency is important, but we moved all the completed or canceled or deferred projects into an appendix so that you really just focus on what's active and the status of those active projects. Something that's probably not visible to all of you or the public is how we feed that dashboard. We had a legacy system that was in place for years, and we finally got it reconciled to the new system, and so now it should be easier for us to report the dashboard more accurately by using this new system that everybody's working on, and we've sunsetted that legacy system, so that should make it easier behind the scenes for us. Happy to walk through some of the graphics, but you can look at them, and it shows what it was and what it is on each of these pages, and I really do believe it should be a selling point for us to move on, hopefully. So if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer.
Great. Any questions?
Okay.
Jim, if there are any California words that you haven't heard in Texas, make sure we get the definition for you. You have the same thing there, just maybe different words.
You think I'll corner the mark on the acronyms, though.
All right, the Chancellor's report.
Oh, we got Kelly is.
Kelly's so good.
I'll do this.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay. It's fine. I'm Kelly Cobble from the Lead Construction Counsel's office. We have 5 settled claims to report. These have been settled since the last meeting of the District Citizens Oversight Committee, otherwise known as BCOC, another acronym for you, President. The first one is a stop notice lawsuit. And a stop notice lawsuit, for those of you who are not familiar with what they are, typically comes about because a subcontractor to a prime contractor on one of our construction projects claims they haven't been paid for work or services provided or labor or materials to the project. And they will first submit a stop notice which tells the district to withhold those funds from the next payment to the prime contractor. And if that's not resolved within the time that the subcontractor believes it should be resolved in, the subcontractor files a lawsuit. And the district is always named as an interested party versus as a defendant, because we are the owner, we have control of the funds, and we withhold the funds accordingly. So our strategy as Lead Construction Counsel is to get the district out of these lawsuits as quickly as possible, because we really have no business being in them, and we've been pretty successful doing that. So we have 3 stop notice lawsuits on this settled claims report, and they are 1, 4, and 5. We did not have to pay any money. The district did not have to pay any money towards the district's dismissal of these stop notice lawsuits, which is also very typical. So we're happy to report that we're out of those, and we didn't have to go through a lot of pain to be dismissed from those lawsuits. Case number 2 is a lawsuit that was filed against the district for delay and unresolved change order proposals regarding the Library Learning Resource Center project at Harbor College. This is occupied and it's in use. The good news here is that not only was the district dismissed, but in order for the district to be dismissed from this lawsuit, we did not have to pay any new money to the contractor, or in this case to the contractor surety, who had to take over this project because the original contractor walked off the job. When we say no new money was paid to the contractor, what that means is that the district had previously withheld funds from that contractor. So there was money left on the contract. That was the original contract value with change orders. So we just paid what was retained from the contractor to be dismissed from this lawsuit. And the next case, number 3, was an affirmative claim that the district made against a contractor, Murillo Construction Company, for defective work regarding the Child Development Center project at Trey Tech College. There was water intrusion shortly after the, they were experienced in water intrusion, I should say, shortly after the project was open and occupied, and we were able to recover money from the contractor, and we're now in the process of putting together a package to get that building permanently repaired. And that's it.
That was money that came our way?
Correct, yes. The district was paid $675,000. That was the settlement amount, so we'll be able to fix that later. Any questions?
Great, thank you. Am I skipping anybody? All right, let's go with them, please.
Well, this will be very short and sweet since the chancellor's not here. I think first and foremost what he would say is that he is very proud to have received the endorsement of the LA Times for our new bond measure. I know that, I don't know how long ago was that, the series was written, 5, 6 years ago?
A little over 5 years ago.
Seems like yesterday.
Yeah, it seems like yesterday. A lot of people remember, and it was a 6-part series, and it was pretty damning. And so to be able to go back to the Times, I thought was very brave, but then to prepare a package of information following that briefing with the LA Times editorial board and really answer their questions up front and put all of that information before them to judge, and for the LA Times to come back and endorse the bond measure, I thought was really, just an example of how, I think our chancellor works, but also everybody here that has worked on the program to make changes and to improve the public image of the district as well as construction projects. And as you said, I think we can see the evidence in the new construction, the buildings that are going up, and they seem to be going up more, more rapidly. And so I think that's certainly one point that the chancellor would speak to right away, is that he sees the enthusiasm at the colleges with regards to the new construction, but as he is quick to point out, there's still 60% of our buildings that are still pre-1940s 1940s type buildings, and so he would say that the endorsement is timely because Measure CC is really just right around the corner and important for us. We're pretty quickly finishing the previous expenditures on the previous three bond measures, so there's still a greater need. And so from his perspective, I think that this is going to be something that he will continue to work. I think there, what did I hear that today? It's 24 days left. 24 and a half days left before election day, so he's full throttle campaigning right now. Although he's at a student meeting today, he's not here because he is at a student leadership institute that is being held at Trade Tech. I just want to make sure that everybody knows that he's not campaigning. He's actually meeting with our students today, our student leaders. Secondly, I think he would say that just as important as meeting with our student leaders today is that we are embarking on developing a new strategic plan for the district. And he has engaged the services of an organization called the Association of Community College Trustees. And they will be here next week. And the board will be meeting with the facilitators on Wednesday. And then we're going to be at Mission College. A number of us will be at Mission College on Thursday for the launch of a new strategic planning effort for the district. It's going to be interesting because I think our board has expressed that they want to be involved from the very beginning. And so on the 19th, they're going to meet with the facilitators. On the 20th, the facilitators will meet with faculty and staff from across the district. And we're at Mission College because they have a culinary arts program, and they have the facilities that can accommodate that kind of meeting. So it'll be a full day of activities. Lastly, I think I would be remiss if I didn't mention that his other concern is Prop 55, which is also on the ballot on November 8th, and Prop 55 is a continuation of what we know as Prop 30 that sunsets, I think it's in 2018. And so this week he had a meeting with our employee groups and revisited with them our budget and looked at what the impact will be, and starts off gradually, but it builds up to a loss of about $87 million. So if Prop 55 does not pass. So those are two things that he's really working on right now and campaigning, as I said, but also trying to build awareness among our faculty and staff that these are important issues and our students need to be as involved. And I think that's one of the things that he's probably telling our student leaders right now. So with that, I conclude the statement.
Okay, thank you very much. Are
there any questions? Any questions for her? All right, well, thank you. Juan, is there any old business? New?
I just wanted to say, because we didn't, it doesn't look like we're going to get a quorum today, we will be looking at some dates, and we will be emailing the dates out.
Yeah, I failed to say that I did get a text message from Brian Woodard that saying that he would not be able to make it. He has a role in the Student Leadership Institute at Trade Tech, and he thought that he was going to be able to do it in the morning, and apparently it's taking place right after the chancellor speaks. So he couldn't be here.
So we will be sending out some dates, and we will have that in the district office. It'll be one topic. It should take more than 30 minutes on our students to get. So, but we will want to get the annual report approved and get it mailed out to everybody as soon as we can.
So does that... Does the vote require an in-person meeting?
It's a Brown Act meeting, so some can appear by teleconference. We just have to deal with the teleconference, identify the teleconference locations in advance.
Mm-hmm. I was just asking because when you're saying it's 30 minutes and, you know, coming downtown may not be the easiest thing to do, so was there alternative where the vote can be taken such that, you know, we're not inconveniencing a lot of people. That's all.
I think in the past, the way we have talked about this, and when Camille was here, she said that you can do that, you have to post it, that it's going to be available, and I think you have to open the door so it's an open meeting.
Like if you're in your house, you just post a notice and you open the front door and say, I'm here. Something like that, right?
Yeah.
Strangers walking.
Don't you also have to put out the number where people can call in?
I think you probably do.
Yeah, I think we do.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's easy to do.
Sure.
So we'll look into that possibility and see if
that option.
That option would work. You know, it might save some people a trip downtown, but... We'll also have a room set up where and parking available in the district office so that you don't have to walk a long ways if you do show up at the district office. You know, the idea is to get at least the quorum there to approve the annual report. So the sooner we get it approved, the sooner we can have the printers start printing it, and the sooner we can start stuffing the envelopes and getting it out to the public.
Mm-hmm. Right, then we ask all the members, as soon as you receive any notice of that meeting, please respond right away, and then we'll go from there. All right, we don't have a phone, so is there anything else, any questions for anybody that is here?
You know, just one comment, because at the district, one of the projects that we weren't able to pay for out of bond funds, but that not being paid, I don't know if it's a combination, I don't know if it's deferred maintenance or not, it's the elevator project.
Yes.
And so I just wanted noted that that's my legacy to the district office, is those elevators are getting repaired. Of course.
Please make sure that's in the minutes.
Yes.
So when you go there, there will be two elevators operating. We won't take down more than one at a time.
Right.
You know, so it may take a little bit to get to the floor, but you know,
but,
still we'll have two elevators.
I had wanted them done before I left, but you know, I'll be satisfied with knowing that the project is well in hand.
And then I have to come back and visit us.
I don't know if this group knows that you're retiring.
Oh no.
Yeah, in December. So.
Do you see the smile on her face? Yeah, with this group, you have that smile like that.
Yeah, I you know, after next week, I'll be down to four board meetings.
So you will be at the next meeting, though?
Oh, yeah.
Of this?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
December.
December, I'll be here in December. Yes.
Okay, good.
That will be her last.
We do have a tour available after you all recess. If you would like, the members that would like to stay for the tour, and we have representatives on the College Project Director's Office here.
Two of them.
I will just one comment before we do that, and if you can stay, please do. They're always so informative, these tours. But it does say something for the people that are working on all these bonds, all the issues and projects, and that we don't have a lot of community people come here. Usually they only show up with problems. And I think it says something for you. You know, we'd like for them to come just to find out more of what's going on, but I remember there were a couple months where we just had 15, 20, 30 community people here that were upset about stuff, so good for you.
Yeah.
All right, we don't have the quorum, so the meeting is adjourned. Thank you again, and welcome again to you. And if you would like to go on the tour, please just come on up here so we can see how many people will be doing that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll be, we'll be.